Ever spent 3 hours rewriting an email only to miss the deadline entirely? Or avoided starting a project because you couldn't guarantee it would turn out perfectly? Welcome to the paradox of perfectionism, where the relentless pursuit of flawlessness becomes the very thing preventing achievement. Since 1989, perfectionism rates among young people have surged by 33%, transforming what once seemed like an admirable trait into a widespread source of suffering. The irony cuts deep. In our quest to appear perfect, we often accomplish less, feel worse, and push others away. What if the real path to excellence wasn't perfection at all, but something far more attainable and infinitely more sustainable? Someone with high standards, sets challenging goals, works diligently, and feels satisfied when they succeed. A perfectionist sets impossible standards, works frantically, and feels empty even after achieving them. The difference isn't ambition, it's the relationship between effort and worth. Perfectionism operates like a rigged game where the rules constantly shift. You believe others will accept you only if you're flawless, so you measure every word, monitor every action, and live in perpetual fear of exposure. Someone with healthy standards moves freely. Understanding acceptance doesn't require perfection. Perfectionism wears many masks. Self-oriented perfectionists torture themselves with impossible standards. Other-oriented perfectionists demand flawlessness from others, and socially prescribed perfectionists believe the world expects perfection. Variations include appearance perfectionists obsessing over looks, emotional perfectionists refusing vulnerability, romantic perfectionists seeking impossible ideals, and organizational perfectionists convinced any mess reveals inadequacy. What unites these variations is a devastating equation. Worth equals performance. When you're not perfect, you're not enough. We're chasing a phantom, sacrificing our well-being for a standard that doesn't exist. While perfectionism isn't officially a disorder, its effects mirror OCD, anxiety, eating disorders, and depression. Several evidence-based approaches can loosen its grip. Cognitive behavioral therapy targets distorted thinking patterns. A perfectionist receiving overwhelmingly positive feedback with one minor criticism will fixate exclusively on that criticism, mental filtering, conclude they're a terrible presenter, labeling, and believe they should have done better, should statements. Identifying these distortions, all-or-nothing thinking, catastrophizing, overgeneralizing, creates space for balanced perspectives. Mindfulness changes your relationship with thoughts rather than the thoughts themselves. For perfectionists who overthink everything, simply focusing on breathing reduces stress and racing thoughts. Exposure and response prevention systematically builds tolerance for imperfection. Send an email with a minor typo. Arrive slightly late without elaborate explanations. These small acts demonstrate that most people don't notice or care about your mistakes. Self-compassion completes the toolkit. Many perfectionists believe their harsh inner critic drives motivation. Research disproves this. Self-compassion actually enhances motivation, resilience, and well-being while maintaining high standards. Consider Carrie, arriving an hour early for every appointment, apologizing constantly, perpetually worried about bothering others. Her entire sense of worth depends on external validation, a dependency that never feels satisfied. People-pleasing perfectionists prioritize everyone else's happiness at their own expense, believing their value hinges entirely on others' approval. This pattern often begins in childhood. Carrie grew up hearing, "Make sure you always follow the rules," and "You could have done better." Despite excelling academically and professionally, her internal experience remained fraught with stress and anxiety. She'd achieved everything she thought would make her feel worthy, yet worthiness remained perpetually out of reach. People pleasers avoid asking for help, fearing they'll appear incompetent or burdensome. Most insidious is lose-lose interpreting, where any feedback becomes problematic. Criticism feels like complete failure. Praise creates pressure, raising expectations and generating anxiety about replicating success. Using the downward arrow technique reveals how surface worries connect to deeper fears. "Someone might criticize my work" leads to "everyone would see how weak I really am," leads to, I'd be alone forever. Following this chain helps recognize how irrational these extreme outcomes actually are. Breaking free involves small acts of courage, asking for help without apologizing, practicing saying no, deliberately disagreeing with others, arriving late without elaborate explanations. These exercises gradually build confidence in your inherent worth beyond others' approval. Many perfectionists aren't organized overachievers. They're chronic procrastinators, paralyzed by fear of imperfection. Consider Brandt, who hadn't applied for jobs in 2 years because he couldn't guarantee finding the perfect position. His inaction wasn't laziness, it was all-or-nothing thinking. While most people procrastinate because they dislike tasks, perfectionistic procrastination stems from fear about outcomes. The perfectionist becomes trapped in what-ifs. What if it doesn't turn out perfectly? What if I fail? This creates false dichotomies, either perfect results or complete avoidance. Indecisiveness compounds the problem. Brandt struggled to choose between two simple appointment times, paralyzed by fear of not making the best choice. Breaking free requires SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-limited. Converting "I will start looking for a marketing job" into "I will spend 45 minutes researching 3 marketing companies on Tuesday at 7 p.m. transforms overwhelming tasks into manageable steps. Progress becomes possible when perfection is no longer the prerequisite. Dan ran a successful 200-employee business plagued by high turnover and failed relationships. His impossibly rigid standards poisoned both. He believed arriving on time meant being late. Punctuality required 10 minutes early. He ended relationships over slight tardiness and judged employees harshly for not working by 8:50 despite a 9 o'clock start time. Dan's distorted beliefs, if you're not constantly working hard, you're just lazy, had crossed from high standards into impossible ones. He became a master minimizer who dismissed accomplishments and blamed others rather than adjusting his perceptions. Through therapy, Dan recalled 2 influential figures, a punishing baseball coach who taught him nothing, and a statistics professor who was tough but fair, offering gentle support with high expectations. Dan chose to emulate the professor. He replaced accusatory you statements with helpful I statements. Instead of, "You really screwed that up," he said, "I'm concerned that this happened." By considering employees' positive track records, Dan felt calmer and more confident they could resolve issues together. Acceptance isn't settling, it's acknowledging reality while working toward improvement. Accepting imperfection might be the most radical act in a world demanding constant productivity. Perfectionism promises safety through control, but delivers exhaustion, isolation, and dissatisfaction. It insists worth must be earned through flawless performance, when your worth was never in question. The path forward isn't lowering standards, it's investing more in process than outcome. Watch children at play, completely absorbed without fear of judgment. That's the energy perfectionism steals. Reclaim it by asking, "How will I know when I've achieved perfection?" A question revealing the standard's impossibility. Replace perfection with progress, persistence, participation, patience, preparation, and perspective. These offer healthier targets, acknowledging your humanity. Practice doesn't make perfect, it makes progress. And progress, unlike perfection, is achievable. Your challenge. Treat yourself with the compassion you'd offer a struggling friend. Make a small mistake today without apologizing. Accept that imperfection isn't a character flaw. It's part of being alive. The goal isn't perfection. It's showing up, trying your best, learning from failures, and treating yourself with kindness. You're enough right now, exactly as you are.